This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan's new initiative with the Soviet Union has left old Bob Dole high and dry on arms control. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, you must be feeling a little chilly, hanging out there to dry all by yourself in the Cold War. Thanks to George Shultz and his successful visit to Moscow, President Reagan has just made a graceful U-turn on arms control, and an historic new treaty with the Soviet Union is actually in sight. For 6 years, you had your way, Bob. This was the most anti-arms control administration since Hiroshima. But all through that time, people were asking, is President Reagan going to be the first president in the nuclear age who failed to achieve an arms control agreement with the Russians? I know, Bob, you'll probably say, me too, that this is the agreement you and Richard Pearl always wanted. Nonsense, Bob. Arms control is finally in the driver's cab, but you're still in the caboose.
Ted, it's spring in Washington, and more than the weather is changing, you're changing your tune. For the past 6 years, all I've heard from you, week after week after week, is that we'd never get an arms control agreement with Ronald Reagan in the White House, that he was just too hardline and too tough on the Soviets. And all that time, you never bothered to criticize Gorbachev or his successors. They've never been too hardline. You jumped at every little crumb they threw your way. Yet now, when Ronald Reagan's strategy looks like it's going to work, when our tough stand is paying off in terms of progress toward a good, verifiable agreement, now you're trying to take the credit. Now, no one is going to swallow that line, Ted. And no matter how hard you try to jump on board the Reagan bandwagon, you're left in the dust on this one. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy votes against security at our embassy in Moscow. Hard to believe, but true, as you'll hear tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.